Title: Understanding Preliminary Injunction, a Review of a Recent Federal Circuit Decision. Content: This Federal Circuit opinion addresses a District Court's decision granting plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction. 1. Background: Plaintiff Natera Incorporated, Natera, and Defendant NeoGenomics Laboratories Incorporated, NeoGenomics, are research-focused healthcare companies operating in the oncology testing industry. Both companies manufacture products used for early detection of cancer relapse. Natera owns two relevant patents, U.S. Patent Number 11,519,035, the 035 patent, and U.S. Patent Number 11,530,454, the 454 patent. Natera uses the methods claimed in the 035 and 454 patents in its Signatera product, while NeoGenomics offers a competing product under the brand name Radar. Natera sued NeoGenomics in the United States District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina, alleging Radar infringed the 035 and 454 patents and moved for a preliminary injunction. The District Court granted the preliminary injunction because it determined that Natera satisfied the requirements for injunctive relief, including likelihood of success on the merits of its 035 patent infringement claim. The District Court did not reach the likelihood of success of Natera's 454 patent infringement claim. After the preliminary injunction issued, NeoGenomics timely moved for modification or clarification of the injunction. NeoGenomics presented evidence that several potential research contracts were finalized or nearly finalized such that enjoining performance under the contract would cancel or delay research. NeoGenomics requested the District Court clarify whether the injunction applies to those potential research contracts and to testing of already collected patient samples. The District Court issued multiple orders responding to NeoGenomics' motion to modify or clarify the injunction. The District Court acknowledged three of NeoGenomics' clinical testing contracts under which testing of samples had not yet begun but for which third parties had designed experimentation and testing protocols around Radar. The District Court clarified that the injunction does not bar Radar's use under these contracts because it is not in the public interest to delay potentially meaningful research and negatively impact third parties who had designed experimentation protocols around Radar's use. The District Court also clarified the injunction does not bar Radar's use on patient blood samples that were collected but not yet received by NeoGenomics when the injunction issued. One potential contract, about which NeoGenomics provided only a conclusory statement that the sponsoring organization had done significant work designing the study, remains barred by the injunction. Issues whether there was abuse of discretion in the District Court's decision to grant Natera's motion for a preliminary injunction. Holding the Federal Circuit found that NeoGenomics had not shown abuse of discretion in the District Court's decision to grant Natera's motion for a preliminary injunction. The District Court's decision was affirmed. Reasoning: to obtain a preliminary injunction, a party must establish likelihood of success on the merits, likelihood it will suffer irreparable harm absent preliminary relief, the balance of equities tips in its favor, and an injunction is in the public interest. The Federal Circuit reviewed the grant or denial of a preliminary injunction under the law of the Regional Circuit, here the Fourth Circuit. Both the Fourth Circuit and the Federal Circuit review the grant or denial of a preliminary injunction for abuse of discretion. Likelihood of success. To show likelihood of success on the merits, a patentee must show, 1. It will likely prove infringement and, 2. Its infringement claim will likely withstand challenges to the validity and enforceability of the patents. NeoGenomics appealed the District Court's conclusion that Natera demonstrated a likelihood of prevailing on its 035 patent infringement claim. NeoGenomics argued that the District Court failed to resolve a key claim construction dispute and the District Court's implied claim construction was erroneous. The Federal Circuit found that the District Court did not err by not engaging in explicit claim construction before evaluating the likelihood of infringement, where NeoGenomics only raised its claim construction argument for the first time in its motion to stay the preliminary.